Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Or whatever day you're listening to. Today's a fun day. Actually, this is a fun week
because
we
week.
Are doing a kind of, I guess, like a dedicated devotional this week.
Yeah, we're like focus.
Yeah, so one of our YouTube videos and even our long form podcast this coming Saturday has a focus on the battle for your mind.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about a lot of things regarding mental health, struggling with worry, anxiety, depression, and even, you know, trigger warning, suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
And so we're excited to open up about this topic, share some of our own experiences. But for day one, we're actually doing a 5-day plan. Well, I'm sorry, not just day one. For the first 5 days, we're doing a 5-day Bible plan out of the YouVersion Bible app. Mm-hmm. It's called Reset Your Mind, Overhauling Toxic Thoughts. And so there's a link to that in the podcast description.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow along and read with us, you can go download that. Just pause it now and go download it. And then, we'll jump in.
Yes, you guys. Today we're going to start out with the verse, which is Romans 12:1-2. It says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for your life, which is good and pleasing and perfect." And then the devotional says, "Mind renovation. We've probably all heard how much our thoughts impact our lives. While theologians, leaders, authors, self-help gurus, and CEOs may have different viewpoints about life and politics, most agree that our thoughts are incredibly important and dictate the trajectory of our lives." It goes on to say, "The Apostle Paul challenges us at the beginning of Romans 12 to not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds." The Greek word for the word renewing is something I can't say, anakinosis, and it literally means renovation. So, according to this verse, our transformation occurs when our mind undergoes a renovation. We know that a renovation happens when someone wants to change the appearance of their home or business. Maybe it's because something is broken or damaged, or perhaps it just needs to be updated. A mind renovation is similar. So what kind of renovation does your mind need? Maybe you're still focused on the broken and damaged thoughts you've been thinking for years. It could be that you're playing an outdated recording in your mind that someone said to you during your childhood. Do you find yourself constantly complaining? Is it easier for you to fixate on the things that could go wrong in your life? Are you jealous and envious of others and how their lives seem to be better than yours? Do you feel overwhelmed and defeated by how you view yourself? Whether we usually have a positive outlook on life or we struggle every day with what our minds obsess over, we could all use some guidance when it comes to our thoughts. Often we refer to unwanted thoughts as negative or bad, but what they really are is toxic. While many of our thoughts may not have much value, plenty do. Some are incredible thoughts that impact others for the better, while many of our thoughts are bent towards the negative. So it's true we can't change every thought that needs changing. However, we can think about our thoughts and attempt to change the ones that are toxic.
I just want to focus on that one word that was mentioned, which is toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard it put that way. There's a quote from the devotional that said, "Often we refer to unwanted thoughts as negative or bad, mm-hmm. but what they are really is toxic." I just think when I think toxic, what do you think?
Poison.
I think poison. I think pollution.
Totally.
I think how it makes everything worse.
Destroys things.
Yeah, it destroys everything mm-hmm. around it.
Yeah.
And now as I have those, what I thought were just negative thoughts, now viewing them as toxic, it'll encourage me to clean them up so yeah. much more That's and to good. Renovate, as the devotional was saying,
yeah.
to get them gone, because, you know, like black mold, for example, is toxic. Mm-hmm. You True. Can't have it in yeah. your house.
Yeah.
It'll destroy your immune system.
Mm-hmm. It'll and, eat you alive.
Yeah. And we yeah. can't have a bad spiritual mold mm-hmm. that will destroy our hope and our trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
And so that was just something that I really pulled away from that, because I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That felt really powerful. It was like a weird little light turned on for me.
I love that little light switch. Mm-hmm. Something that actually stood out to me was in the verse. So this is in Romans 12 verse 2, where it says, "But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." And it made me think that He's not changing me into a new person by changing my clothes or changing mm-hmm. where I live or changing my atmosphere.
Your height.
Yeah. Or nothing, nothing about my appearance. Yeah. Yeah. He's changing me into a new person by the way I think.
Yeah. The renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just thought that was really, I don't think that I've ever read it that way before, mm-hmm. like with that thought pattern.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You ready for me to pray on out?
Would love that.
Lord, thank you for this topic. Thank you that you care about it. And thank you that you overlook no detail in our life. Whether it's the struggles of big things or the worries about little things, God, you care about them. And you teach us to care about them as well, God. If things are in our heart, we need to be able to bring them to you and bring them to our community and our counselors, our mentors, our teachers, our friends, our family, Lord. We have to be able to express those things. We can't keep them bottled in, because that's what sin and toxic thoughts want us to do. They want us to isolate ourselves, God. So please stop us from doing that. If there's anything inside of any of us right now, Lord, I pray that you would help us communicate that to our community, to find healing and to seek and compare solutions on how to work through something together, God. Please help us to stop hiding those things. And thank you for this week of devotionals that we're about to go through, God, and how exciting it is that we can open up about such a sensitive topic, and we can just trust that you're going to do wonders throughout this week in helping us all experience a renewing of our mind, Lord. And we're going to open up the floor for our audience to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate. So abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure. Amen, God.
Amen, God. And before we leave you guys, we do want to leave you with these two reflection questions. The first one is, think about your most common thoughts and how do those make you feel? And then the second one is, in what area of your thought life do you need a renovation?
Many places.
I think those are great questions for your personal journal time. So wanted to leave those for you.
Absolutely. We love y'all.
And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Au revoir.